Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Oh, it feels good.
Start with a moan. That's how we love to do it.
Let me tell you why it feels good. Starting an episode of Brothers Uncovered when I'm not facing a challenge or I'm not facing an MBE.
Oh, I forgot about
it. Yeah, you forgot, did you? I haven't forgot. Hold hands now.
No, I literally forgot until this.
Hold hands gently at first.
You know when you say it like that, it's a bit intrusive.
Yeah, sick. Hold hands, you two. Ash, you lost the MBE. You picked holding hands, and that's what you've got to do. Hold his hand. You could have had a slit in your eyebrow.
Yeah, you could have gone for the
right
slit
down the
eyebrow.
Middle. Can I just say, where you said that you could have it in the middle so you could finally have two, it stuck with me.
Did it?
Have you him? All week. Have you plucked him?
No.
Don't pull that peak light.
No, they got shape.
Thanks, bro. I got shape. Do you know what? One of the worst moments of my life was when Perry's cousin came on tour with us.
Mm.
Right? Yes.
And she was doing makeup.
Mm.
And I don't know if she just trained or she just started doing this thing, but she, you know, what is it where they...
Threading.
Threading. And that's it. When they pluck your eyebrows. You know, I can't say my TH.
Yeah, just say it.
Threading. So she just learned how to do threading. Anyway, I'm in catering and she goes to me, Joel, do you want me to practice a bit of threading on your eyebrows? She went, just neaten them up a little bit. I went, absolutely, no problem. So she's threaded my eyebrows. I've come out and you know when I was like, I actually don't look too bad. These look all right.
Mm.
Then I walked in to see Perry. No one said anything about the eyebrows. So in the end, I did that thing where I went, oh yeah, just saw it actually. You know, did you? Yeah, I got my eyebrows done. He looked at my forehead for about 3 seconds, then screamed with laughter for about 10 minutes.
Not because they were bad though, just because they went from rough to like neat.
Ready, yeah.
Rough to ready.
They were quite angled.
They were very angled.
She's great at threading.
Who's that woman who used to come to your house?
She used to wax my unibrow, yeah. Her name's Ashley. Lovely girl. But I moved the house, I think, a bit too far for her. So now I have to go. Honestly, my eyebrow looks like Ashley's vest. Just double fluffy. I think that's a gene, because me and you have both got it.
Yeah, and your son's got it, hasn't he?
Okay, not anymore.
Cass has got a unibrow.
Not anymore. He's grown out of that, I think.
You don't grow out of
it. You shed it. You know, when babies are born.
You shed it.
Hang on.
You're a werewolf.
No, let me clarify. When babies are born, you never notice. They look like they've got like hair all over their shoulders and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah, they can get hairy backs.
They get hairy backs, hairy shoulders, and stuff, and it just sort of goes away. I think he had that just like across his head.
He's still got that.
He hasn't.
I'll see a picture of him yesterday.
I'll get a picture up right now. I'm going to double check. Maybe I just don't see it anymore. You know, like when babies are born and people go, oh, so cute.
Yeah.
When's the last time you looked at a baby and was like, oh, it's a cute baby? Like,
babies
I'm going to be honest.
Babies
I know people
cute,
will argue that like you're biased because it's your own kids, but I just feel like I've got very, very cute kids. Like all my kids have just been really, really cute. I've been really lucky with that.
That third one isn't.
Who, Trey? Are you winding me up? Trey's double cute.
No, I mean, first, like straight out of the womb.
Yeah, he was double cute.
Really?
Trey? Yeah, he was big. He was a fat baby, but that made him even cuter. Don't try and go
he's
with my kids.
He's a pest, you know.
He's a pest. He's always getting on to my kids.
But that's literally the topic. I'm just talking about ugly babies.
He is cute. Okay, the hair's a bit crazy.
He looks like a tweenie.
Okay, right. Do you know? No.
There he's cute.
No,
he's right. Let's go fresh out.
Fresh out. Here we go.
Let's have a look. We'll be the judge of that.
Okay, well, let's not forget, he was very ill. When he
Come
was
on, so let's cool. go fresh out. We'll be the judge.
All right.
You fine. Said fresh out, he was
cute.
So let's have a look.
Let's see.
Let's see.
I'm trying to get fresh out.
Because I also don't want to be...
Well, I mean, how... Double fresh. How put my arms fresh. How is that not cute?
No, it's very... No, I won't lie. He's got a very cute face. It's just the...
That's 12 minutes after he's born.
It's just the liquid that freaks me out.
Yeah, he's got liquid in his hair.
It's a lovely sight. It's a beautiful sight. Yeah. But like, it's not...
No,
babies are not cute.
No baby fresh out the human body.
Fine.
All my kids are cute.
Yeah.
Don't, I'll pull up pictures of your kids if you want to start.
No, no, no. I'm not saying mine. I'm not. Don't. Whoa.
I've got to go in.
Put your claws away.
Wait. Oh, just I'm you not... wait till your kid's bald. Just you wait till you have a kid, because I'm going to mug it off so bad.
Okay.
24/7.
You can do that. You can do that.
The way he gets onto my kids on national radio.
But I love your kids and I talk about them all the time.
Yeah,
I do.
But never in a positive way.
I talk to you personally, I do. Just out. In public, I don't.
Why don't you just give them a compliment now? Just give them a compliment.
They're just cool kids.
So sincere.
Anyway, enough about me my unibrow and our genetically. We're not talking about. Hold his hand.
Let's do the oath.
No, this is where it came from. I gave you the option. You could have had two eyebrows. You chose to keep one and hold his hand. That's up to you. Yeah. All right.
I also thought it might be quite a good idea to jazz it up a little bit. Thought I'd bring some sparkly gloves.
Oh my God, you've just made it so much worse.
I thought if I've got to do it, I'm going to do it in style.
Okay, guys. Very, very, very. I
bought these on Amazon.
I say
this. Oh, they're so tiny.
I say this as a friend. You look like you're up to no good. I don't.
Well, you wait till both of us have got them on. Then we're both up to no good. God,
what?
It one's for you, obviously.
You want me to put on one of them sparkly gloves?
Well, duh.
Put your glove on, mate.
Put the glove on.
I'm going to be honest
with
you.
It's a left hand.
Oh, yeah. Should have got
Why have you got two lefts?
What? Did you find it?
I just got them on Amazon.
What is wrong with you?
Right, just turn it upside down and pop it on.
Yeah, turn it up.
What do you mean turn it upside down? My thumb's not going to bend back that way.
Oh, wait. Maybe I've got the wrong
one. He's got it on wrong.
I've got the wrong one.
Absolute tits. Put it on the right hand. Swap gloves.
Swap. This is so sick, though.
Doesn't an MJ glove just remind you of being younger? Sorry, that not in any, just in a,
well, that's the first edit, Rob.
No,
just keep the first edit. That's the first edit.
I mean, just in a sort of like home video, like watching him.
Definitely the first edit.
No, do you want to know a fun fact? Every time I sneeze, I always go. Every time, every single sneeze I've ever do.
It's actually quite annoying, especially when he's got hay fever.
Hey,
hold his hand.
Join me. Just beat it.
I'm going to be honest, that is so horrible. Just, can you two just not move a bit? Because if I hear that material against each other. To me, it's like, I see some people talk about nails down a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Doesn't really bother me. Shall I tell you what gets me? Like a velour tracksuit.
Really?
Oh, what are those?
Juicy Couture.
Juicy Couture tracksuits, Oh, anybody like touching that material? Not for me. Can't deal with it.
Back in the day? What was the velour tracksuits?
Juicy Couture.
Also, sorry. Ash is hovering his arm over the arm of the chair too, because he can't touch it.
Oh, yeah. You don't like really like velvety kind of stuff either, like, do you?
What were the ones they used to be? Like, was it FUBU? No.
FUBU?
You remember FUBU? Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm not as old as you, man.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There was a couple big boy brands that used to be.
Yeah, there was. Like velour tracksuits.
Anyway, is this enough? We've done it. We have
Let's
do the oath.
Yeah, we'll do the oath.
We're not doing it.
Let's keep holding hands in 3, 2. We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity. Stop saying morals. Stop.
Do you know what I saw in the comments?
Do you know what I saw in the comments?
Got it.
Do you know what I saw in the comments?
Do you know what's funny? Anything you say now, because we're holding hands, I feel like we're in it together.
Exactly. Yeah. People getting on to me in the comments like, Jordan's so horrible to them too. Yeah. I was like, excuse me.
You are. You're quite horrible.
Are you having a lot?
Yeah. As a person.
Guys, I get insulted, mugged off, and just tested 24/7 when it comes to you two. Mm. And then you wind me up. You know I'm going to buy it when you keep saying morales. That's 4 weeks on the trot. 4 weeks on the trot. And I know what you're going to say. Rise above it. Turn the other cheek. I can't, because you're both sat there in sparkly gloves trying to wind me up.
Wow. It's the tone you've got all the time.
I've heard that.
You've got your knickers in a spin, haven't you?
I've heard that before.
Twist. Sorry, knickers in a twist.
Oh, knickers in a spin. That's actually perfect. Right. Today, I wanted to bring up the fact that my wife gets sayings wrong 24/7. And he said, get your knickers in a spin.
No, but I corrected it because I knew it was twist.
I know you corrected it in the end. Okay. But what I mean is, my wife, she's constantly getting sayings wrong. So her latest one, she was sat there and she was basically saying, it's been a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she went to me, what a dime, what a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never heard that before. She went, you have. What a dime, what a day. Turns out she meant another day, another dollar. Okay. Secondly, I said another day, another dollar also doesn't mean you've had a long day. So not only have you got the same wrong, you've got the meaning of the same wrong. So she literally would go, oh, what a dime, what a day. That's just her thing.
Wayne, just to clarify, when you do say another day, another dollar, it's just like back to the graft.
Yeah.
That's what that
another
is.
Day, another dollar. Yeah.
Like you're back in.
Like rise and shine, let's go.
Make it happen.
Or if it was at the end of the day, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's been a good day, but another day, another dollar. You can use it in a couple of senses, I think, but it's definitely not in a what a day, what a dime, whatever that means.
It, you know, when it's so far wrong, it's like, it's pretty much right. She's like invented her own one.
Yeah, that's my point. She just made her own one, but made she does it own. A lot. But like with Curiosity Killed the Cat.
Yeah.
Her one.
Oh, this one's great.
Her one went on for so long. This time I was like, I'm not even going to correct you because I feel like my wife gets a little bit aggy with me when I correct her. She was, oh, you've always got to be right. And I'm like, I understand that might be frustrating, but when the saying is curiosity killed the cat and you're saying curiosity cured the cow, I think I do have a right to step in here.
Do you know what I mean?
Because at first, she didn't know what part of it was wrong. At first, she was saying curiosity killed the cow. And I laughed and went, well, come on, that's wrong. She said, oh, sorry, curiosity cured the cow. She thought killed was the wrong part.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Once again, makes sense though.
Curiosity cured the cow.
If there was a sick cow and it had to figure, and no, and you know, a pharmacy wasn't a thing, and it had to figure out
pharmacy. And if pharmacy wasn't a thing,
you know what? I respect it.
It was good, wasn't it?
I respect it.
Pharmacy wasn't a thing.
I'm just saying, it would have to figure out. It would have to be curious and figure out which medicine it would need.
I don't think that makes sense.
So curiosity cured the cow.
Do you know what I will say? My favourite one from Nay was when we very first got together. And you know, like when you first get with someone, you're trying to be a bit deeper. You're trying to like find out stuff about each other. And I said, like, is there anything like, or anywhere you want to go in the world? Like, where's your like dream place to go? I'm having a chat like that. And she went, do you know what? I see it all the time on Instagram. Like I've seen it like, on TV and stuff. My dream place I'd love to go is to Nigeria Falls. And I went, Nigeria Falls.
Oh no.
I was thinking, what the flip is Nigeria Falls? Worked out she meant Niagara Falls right, in the end. And at first I thought, are you like, because, you know, dad's Nigerian, and like weird, are you trying to like connect with me? Are you trying to like say something right? No, it turns out she just meant Niagara Falls.
Did she think Niagara Falls are in Nigeria?
I don't know. I think she knew it was in Canada. And I think she just still thought, let me lock in Nigeria Falls as an answer.
Really quickly, just before we carry on, Pell, we may have to unlock hands, not because it's weird, because it's comfortable, and I don't like the fact
that I forgot it's happened.
I'm just sort of enjoying the comfort. So, my friend. Yeah.
That was unnecessarily weird.
What was?
Leave the glove.
So, take that.
No. That's the rest of your MBE. You've got to leave the glove on for the rest of the EP. You cannot.
As if he was going to take that off, I just spent money on that.
Yeah, you got to keep the glove on. How much money did you spend? Because I'm seeing just sequins drop off left, right,
and center. Yeah, I won't lie. It's like £3, I think.
Right, can you not stroke your chin and think, like contemplate while you're doing this?
You know when people get sayings wrong?
Yeah.
You know how people use them? Like, I remember once, I'm not going to bait them up because we all know this person, so I'm not going to say who they are because it's embarrassing, but it's a bit of an ick when people use the wrong saying
and they
go with chess. And I'll tell you what it was. We were having the conversation about something that had gone wrong and blah, 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 blah. And this person went, well, it's a dog-eat-dog world.
Dog-eat-dog world. Yeah.
Instead of a dog-eat-dog world. But they said it like so like...
Until you had corrected them, I for a long time thought it was dog-eat-dog
world. I now know, but for a long time
I did think it was dog-eat-dog world.
You thought it was dog-eat-dog?
I think there are just some that are just common misconceptions. Like everyone thinks they're wrong. Do you know what I mean? Everyone gets a mess up. Wouldn't go as far as Nigeria Falls.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
That's an extreme.
But don't you feel bad having to be the person who corrects someone?
I don't. Do you correct someone?
No, that's my point. 9 times out of 10, I'll leave it. But if
you laugh at them.
No.
What you do.
I'd laugh when it's really funny. Like another, I think it might be the same person who said doggy dog world. Must have went, oh, what's that song again? And he went, smooth alligator. Instead of smooth. His name's Ashton Russell.
Joel, why are you baiting?
His name's Ashton Russell.
That's awful.
We love him to bits.
He actually came up to me the other day and said he's a big brawler.
Oh, bro, he messages me like every week with clips of the pause.
Ashton's a bit like, he said he only watches it. I don't know who decided to drop the episode at 2 o'clock in the morning, but he watches at 2 o'clock every morning.
He waits for him to come out. He'll be buzzing. We brought him up then. Ashton, you get a lot of stuff wrong.
Yeah.
He's the same one who had to write street dance on the board in the TV show we did because we were teaching teaching a group of dance teachers, and he wrote Street Danic, I think about four times.
But live, on camera.
Live on camera. Yeah, he just couldn't get bless the idea him, of writing him, CE instead of EC. That's Ashton. Bless him.
I'll tell you another one. When people go, be more Pacific.
Oh, Pacific, yeah, instead of specific.
No, 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 no,
that's
no.
That one's jarring.
No, shall I tell you what I used to do quite a lot? I used to say generally instead of genuinely. So I generally mean.
No,
I did it instead of genuine. I used to do
like
that quite
either.
A lot.
I don't
And it's only once you realise it, you try and change it. It sounds so unnatural. Mm. So like when I'll try and speak, I'd be like, I have to think. I'd be like, yeah, because I genuinely meant.
Genuinely,
I'd say generally a lot. I used to just say, I can't say my THs. And I tried improving my THs and trying to say them, and then he kept laughing at me, so I stopped.
Yeah, but it's because you overemphasise them.
That's what... it's because I can't say it.
Yeah, it's because you got to force it.
Yeah, but I would like to say, I'll go, I think I'm doing it right. Yeah. When I know I have to say, I think I'm doing it right. And that just sounds so unnatural.
Yeah, but it's because you put your tongue halfway out when you do it.
Well, how else am I meant to do it?
Think.
You do the same thing.
No, you go. Just go, think.
Think.
You're like a lizard.
You're like a dog with a bit of peanut butter on its nose.
Okay.
Think.
I think.
You don't even have to open your mouth that much. Think.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I have one. I won't get it up because I have one saved. It was a goodie.
Oh, no. What a saying?
A scapegoat.
What? A scapegoat.
But rather than a scapegoat, people think it's a scapegoat.
Yeah.
How that. Sick would
Well, to be fair, I've never known what one that is. I'm in that camp.
Really?
Yeah. Look,
what's it? Use them as a scapegoat.
What does scape mean?
A scapegoat is just like you use them as the get out of. Like they're the scapegoat, free con,
do you know what? So you're asking now about the origin of the touch. Should we look it up?
find out what's
scape?
Don't forget, I do pay for ChatGPT. I've got premium monthly, so
do you want to do it?
Yeah,
she's also on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, let's find out. Where does the term? we just looked at newborn pictures of my child. Just saw my wife, you know, middle of giving birth there on my pictures. And we just
that should be in a hidden folder.
Okay. Yeah, that should be. Yeah, that should be. What is the origin of scapegoat? Boom. Let's have a look. Okay, here we go. The word scapegoat has both a linguistic and ritual origin. The term comes from the Hebrew Bible, called Azazel's goat. One goat was sacrificed. I'm going to be honest, this came to mean a personal group blame for wrongdoings, mistakes, or faults of others, even if they're not truly responsible. It's based in the Bible. So very old school. A couple thousand years we're talking.
Well, anyway, it's not a scapegoat.
No, it's not a scapegoat. It's a scapegoat.
Right, and that brings me back to my last point there, which is I feel awful having to correct anyone. And if it's just in passing, I don't really know you that much. I think anybody who goes out of their way to correct people, you are a dick. I just want to clarify that now. Let it go.
It does depend on time.
But sometimes I'm like, even if you're nice about it, if you're never even going to see this person again and you know what they meant, just let them have it.
Oh, yeah.
Just move on.
Yeah.
With like my wife, for example, I'm going to help you out here just because, you know, obviously, I see you every day, and you know,
no, she sees you.
She sees me every day.
Get out the right way around.
I don't want you going on and keep getting it wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it does make you feel like a bit of a bell. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the feeling of when you get corrected,
it's a bit embarrassing.
Why does no one as well? Why can't no one go? Oh, is it? Oh, fair enough. I get corrected. I immediately go, no, it isn't. It is a scapegoat. Mm-hmm. Like I'd immediately start defending it, even if part of me goes, it makes so much more sense for it to just be a scapegoat. I'll argue it anyway.
Really?
I'll argue for 5 minutes. Yeah. And then they go, well, I'll Google it. And I'm like, crap. Yeah. And then suddenly that's when I need to go to the toilet and I just leave the room for a little bit.
Some people are just more agreeable, right? And some people, I hear it.
So what would you rather be? That's my would you rather from this. Would you rather be someone who consistently gets stuff wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you, like, well, maybe you don't know, but you know that everyone around you knows that you're messing stuff up and you get that kind of embarrassment. Or would you rather have to be the person, doesn't matter how long you've known them for, whether you're ever going to see them again, the moment someone messes something up, correct them. Oh. And I don't just mean in like a saying, I don't just go, you mean a scapegoat. I mean, even like with me, when I say my S instead of THs, go, it's, I think, not.
No, what? I'm
like just constantly.
It's an easy decision. I'm not choosing that.
Really?
It's easy, bro. I'm getting it wrong.
You have to get it wrong.
Would you?
Yeah, you have to. The other one... Well, I know at first I said it's all about tone. It's hard to not have a tone about you.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Like a bit of a douche.
Yeah, she corrects me a lot, Rosie. Ash's daughter.
Yeah, but
she corrects me.
She's six.
No, don't worry. I'm not calling her a dick. I walked in and I went to where we were chatting and I was like, Rosie, you've got so many lovely toys. And I was like, how many do you reckon you've got? And she went, maybe 20. I went, you've got 20 toys. And she went,
20.
And I went, ooh, sophisticated.
Sophisticated.
No, that's not the word you were thinking of.
You little dick.
Yeah, let's be honest. Sophisticated is not the one.
No, but she's right, because now when I speak to her, where she pulled me up, I'll make sure I say my T's in front of her.
Right, do you know what's weird about that?
God.
I don't correct her on purpose, because when I say I don't care how she talks, like I'm as long as you're polite, I don't really mind. But when they get corrected, I notice it. That's why they do it. And I find that so interesting. But talking about the correcting thing, you know, if someone gets a saying wrong, I get it. But then one step on, I struggle with this. Say someone's got an opinion. They go, honestly, mate, you see like this chair, like this red chair, like it's so red, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Some people go, yeah, mate. I struggle to go, no.
Oh, you bet it's more blue, isn't it?
I'll be like, no, I don't agree. Whereas some people will just be like, oh yeah, and just agree. So, you know, if the correct it thing, if someone's talking to me and they have an opinion and I don't agree, I will say I don't agree.
Oh, you're like a perfect Big Brother contestant. That was your VT there.
I can see the VT already. Yeah, I speak my mind. I'm not agreeable.
No, not speak my mind, but I find it hard to just go, I'd rather keep quiet.
Yeah, okay.
If someone's talking to you about something, will you disagree? Or will you just nod along for the conversation?
It's like offensive or like really out there, like some like extreme view, then probably. Like
no, you're not out there, relatively normal.
I'll probably just keep quiet. I can't be bothered for that.
Me too.
And I think it depends on the type of person, because some people you disagree with and they really take it to heart. Like me and you, we've said this before, Pell ends up sitting there listening to hour-long debates. Me and you will just debate stuff because you just disagree with certain things, or even if we still agree with each other, just because we enjoy the debate, we'll debate either side.
Yeah.
Right? Where some people, you disagree with, they'll really take it to heart.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's just like, it's just not even worth the disagreement,
because
it turns into something way more personal. I don't think that chair's blue. Like, yeah, but you're, you know, fucking ugly. And I'm like, whoa. I was just saying, I don't think the chair's blue. That's all. It's just not worth the...
I hear it.
All right, so locking in final answers. Being corrected or having to do the correcting.
Wrong.
You'll be wrong.
I'll be wrong.
I'll be wrong. Yeah, I just don't need to be that awkward. It's not fair.
Good shout.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts. Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
I believe it's time for the interrogation.
Interrogate away.
Are you ready?
All right, then.
Yeah.
Let's try and quick fire. Yeah?
Here we go. I have two gloves for this one.
All right.
I feel like it will help me think.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, you've taken every sequin off.
And I warmed it up for you as well.
The fact that you're just sitting there in a pair of sequiny gloves is...
Jeez, you've loosened that. What a mighty hand. Coming in. Hit me.
Would you rather sit in a train seat that's reserved for someone else and have to constantly worry that the person is about to come and kick you out of your seat, or sit next to someone eating smelly food for the whole journey?
Sit next to someone eating smelly food.
Yeah. Would you rather have to capture a giant snake or a crocodile with your bare hands?
Crocodile.
Yeah.
Would you rather eat 1,000 M&S gingerbread and white chocolate cookies in a day, or never eat one again?
1,000 in a day, easy.
Would you rather receive £3 million to spend however you want, or £50 million, but you've got to give £49 million of it to charity?
Yeah, well, you know, just the opposite of charity. Really.
Honestly.
That was, it's like the most obvious one. You know where I stand on that.
Honestly.
Right. Would you rather work until you're 60 or never work again, but you have to kiss a stranger's bare ass every morning when you wake up?
Have you made that up?
No, that's on the list.
Show me.
That's on right the there. List.
Show me. Okay, I'll kiss, I'll kiss it. I'll kiss it. And when we say bare ass, what part? Cheek?
Well, yeah, okay, look, let's make it, yeah. Well, yeah, quite close to the centre.
Okay.
But you're on the meat of the cheek still, we're on the, it's close.
We're it's not
close.
On the balloon knot.
It's like when you...
Sorry.
It's like when you kiss someone on the facial cheek, but you accidentally catch the corner of their lip.
Yeah.
There, we're talking like that close.
Oh, yeah, I do that. Once a day.
Once a day.
Is it, and is it like rise and shine?
Rise and shine. You've got to walk straight to your front door, open it, bang, oh. There.
Well, it's not like you open your eyes and it's just...
No, there. It's not hovering. You've got to make a bit of effort. So you've got to wake up. As soon as you wake up, you go, like, I've got to get out of bed. So if you can wake up at 3 in the morning, you'll be like, crap, out of bed, straight downstairs, bang, they're there, waiting.
And wait, and this is just to not work. So am I skint?
You have a survivable amount of money.
But so I just look, don't.
you're not like lottery winner money, but you've like
I can get by easy.
You can get by easy. Oh. So you're not like dream holidays, sports fine. Cars, like crazy.
And if I want to work on top of that,
you can also do that.
Yeah, man, I'll kiss it.
Okay, bear in mind that like let's caveat this a little bit. Like they don't just magically spawn. So like some days maybe they've been driven over, they're nice and fresh.
Yeah.
Some days maybe they wake up but they pulled an all-nighter. You know, they're unwashed, they're a bit.
Why can't it be the same person?
It's a different person. Random person every day.
That's not
I'm Wait, setting the rules.
Oh, so this person doesn't live with you?
No. This is a fresh person, stranger every day.
Oh.
Yeah. They could be on their way to talking, oh, I've got to quickly stop off at Perry's, bang, trousers down, kiss the cheek.
Yeah. I'll kiss it.
Yeah, okay, you're still committed to
it? Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay, I tried my best.
I don't think I want to work until I'm 60.
Oh, if you have the option not to, it would be lovely, wouldn't
That's
it?
What I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I suppose I'm... whether you consider that an option.
Yeah, about kissing her.
I think, listen, by the time you... Do you know how fast that is? If anything, I'd want to linger.
Why do you always have to make it weird? Look at him, he's wearing sparkly gloves. And he's just said that.
Honestly, it's a weird
guy. All right,
what's another one?
So, Pell, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's your problem with Cherry?
Yeah, do you have something against
Cherry? Is there something that happened to you?
No, I think I once see a TikTok that said that the money don't actually go to charity. So I think
I bet with like... some charities, some of them are dodgy, but there's a lot of charities and a lot of good work. So
no, absolutely. But so can you explain? Can you tell me?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you another chance.
Yeah, go on.
This is a great charity.
Ash, can I just say?
Yeah.
This is not gonna go the way you think it's gonna go. You're gonna really try and explain it.
No,
you're gonna try and make him. You're gonna try and lead him down a good path. And he's still going to say he wants the money.
He won't.
Go. I'm actually thinking about this as well.
Would you receive £3 million to spend however you like?
Cash
or you get,
yourself.
Or, yeah, or you get 50 million. So you get the 50 and you get £1 million of it to keep to yourself, but you get the pleasure of giving £49 million to a good, reputable children's charity.
So you do end up with a third of the money yourself.
Yeah.
But
not a third. He only gets to keep a million.
Yeah, so a third of the 3 million.
Oh, okay.
Because he would have 3 million. Try and keep up, player. So he would,
no, I mean, that's a separate part of the question. Yeah,
we all know what I'm talking about. So,
yeah, so imagine you've gone round, met the kids, you've met the families, right, and obviously they're like, oh, Perry, you know, like, thank you so much. And then you get there, button, 3 million for yourself, 50 million, 49 for them, and a million for yourself. What one are you picking? Come on.
Now, bear in mind, the choice isn't real. So this is your opportunity to just at least sound like a good person.
Yeah, so what would you pick?
And I know in the interest of the podcast, you're going to say, I think it's always good to be honest, but sometimes it's not. So,
yeah.
But can I just say one thing?
Okay.
And I'll whisper it so that it's a little bit more sincere.
Yeah.
Okay.
In this day and age, a million doesn't get you that far.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it doesn't. And we'll take that into account. So I'll ask the question just one more time.
Just read it straight off. Go.
Would you rather receive £3 million to spend however you want or £50 million, but you've got to give £49 million of it to a good, honest, reputable children's charity who you've just met the families?
Taking the three.
I knew it. God. I told you.
No.
I said to you.
Right.
I said to you.
I can't.
How are you going to trust a man in a puffer jacket and sparkly gloves? I told you.
Oh, gosh.
Don't
Maybe
ask
these
I'm sorry,
over.
Everyone.
It's the gloves talking. It's not me.
I'm sorry.
Like Doc Ock's tentacles.
3 million.
Oh, right. This is Will. And I would say
only annoyed me because I'm jealous.
What? Oh, yeah.
You talk about manifesting. You're like, I'm going to manifest who's doing the NBA. It's going to be George. I manifest this, I manifest that. I've never seen a clearer form of manifestation than Perry Kiley.
Yes!
The 1,000 M&S gingerbread and white chocolate cookies. You basically went viral for being a fan of these cookies.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I'm on Instagram and there's a beautifully shot, guess what, advert, which I'm assuming you was paid for and sent a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
Describe to me, and I genuinely mean it, the thing, because obviously mum's the manager.
Yeah.
Our mum rings you and goes, Perry, you've had an advert come in. It's M&S white chocolate and gingerbread cookies. Oh. What's the feeling?
The feeling?
Mm.
Well, I guess an orgasmic type of feel.
Yeah.
Because it's paying off, isn't it? Yeah. It's like all that work's got to that point.
Now, can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
At the end of your advert, right, some people might think it's a little chuckaway line. You said something along the lines of, imagine if next year I could make my own M&S cookie.
Which, they asked me to put that in.
Right.
They asked me to say that.
If he ends up with his own M&S cookie,
I'll cry.
I can imagine the TV advert now, him putting them in a packet with them sparkly gloves on.
Yeah, absolutely.
See it now.
No, honestly, that is,
it's amazing.
You're right, it's manifesting. Because I had these cookies, I had them last year.
Mm.
And then when I brought, because obviously it's like over the Christmas period, isn't it? They went away and I remember telling people and they're like, no, I never had them. So obviously I was gassed and I was telling you about them, weren't I? They popped up again. I lost my absolute shiz over these cookies. For the first 2 weeks since they dropped, I had a minimum of 2 packs a day.
Quick question. Big up you, but big up M&S, because that is how ads should be done.
Yeah.
I remember seeing you post that ad. It said ad, and I still didn't even...
Still watched it.
I was still like, this is just Pelman the cookie.
No, genuinely comes from a real place. I actually love them. Yeah, I love them that much.
So...
Yeah, we love them too, don't we, Jules?
Yeah, so, you know, anytime you wanted to...
Yeah. I mean, we...
Didn't
we introduce him to...
Pretty sure I did.
I'm pretty sure we introduced him to the cookies last year.
I think the biggest video of him talking about the cookies was me and him as well, which is odd, but not even a
so you know what to do. You know what to do, M&S.
Love you, M&S. Thank you.
Cheers, M&S.
Would you rather... You'd rather catch a giant...
Crocodile than a snake.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I think so.
I agree with you.
And I feel I can do that easy as well. I've seen them do it online.
Well, when they jump on their backs and hold
their
snout.
Yeah, or put a little bit of string around its mouth.
Mm.
What?
I think it's easier watching it on Instagram than actually doing it, but I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Just bear in mind, a crocodile will kill you. Like, it will drown you.
A snake will take you for Nando's. So you'll be fine with a snake.
Not going to take you to Nando's, but it's harder for it to kill you. It's harder for it to eat you.
I don't know. I think it will just strangle me and stuff.
Yeah, man.
I think the crocodile's going to spin. And have you seen those shows where, like, I know they're cartoons, but people put twigs in their mouths and it holds the jaws open?
You're basing your survival technique off of a cartoon sketch.
So if you saw a crocodile to catch it, you'd go, right, guys, have you seen those cartoon sketches?
Where's the
twig in its mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's that film where they put a clock in it so they know where it's coming?
Peter Pan.
Yes, Peter Pan.
Is it real?
It's got
Peter
a clock Pan's in its
real,
stomach.
But...
No, not Peter Pan, yeah, but...
It's got a clock in its stomach, so then when you hear... They're like, here comes the croc.
I mean, that was giving more of a horse.
Yeah, it was galloping along. But anyway, I agree with you. Forget the snake, man.
Wow,
I think either way, if I've got to capture it and it's aware that I'm trying to capture it, my chances of survival are relatively low either way. And I'd rather go by crocodile than by snake.
Yeah.
Because I've got a horrible feeling. I'll just be stuck with the snake. It wouldn't even crush the life out of me.
Yeah.
It would just hold me while it slowly swallows me.
Well, God, how big is this snake?
Yeah,
we said giant snake. We're talking about one of the anacondas.
Are you really?
Oh, there was the guy.
Crazy.
There was a guy who got eaten on purpose. Did you see that?
Yeah, and he panicked, freaked out.
He panicked. Yeah, he done it as like an experiment. It's that guy who lived in like the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah, he had like a suit on and stuff.
He had a proper suit, and then got eaten by a thingy. And I think that's killed a snake.
No, they didn't. They didn't kill it. I don't think they killed it.
What, they pulled him out?
I think they pulled him out. I think they might have tranked it or something.
I made the story up.
Yeah, I don't think they killed a snake. Well, I hope not. But yeah, he freaked out, man. He started swallowing him whole. So I think the crocodile's the good choice. And your last one was, would you rather sit in the train seat one.
Ooh.
And so basically sit in someone else's seat or the smelly food. This comes from the fact that obviously got a brand new studio in Birmingham, right? Start of the week, me and Perry came up to visit, obviously with the rest of the gang.
Snazzy, by the way.
Open day next week.
Very snazzy.
But when we was up there, me and Perry came straight from Kiss. We just jumped on a train, obviously rather than drive.
Mm-hmm.
Picture a table of four. Yeah?
Yeah.
Me and Perry have tickets reserved.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other ticket reserved and then an empty space.
Mm-hmm.
To the side, my seat was me and the empty ticket. Perry's seat was his seat and then the stranger who's going to get on the train.
Mm-hmm.
This absolute bitch ran on and jumped in my seat.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, firstly, I was already walking in front of him. So, like, and you know, it's the aisle's tiny and skinny.
But I said to him, I said, I'm H32. He knew what seat I was in. He looked up, saw my number, sat in there and like done that guilty look stare at me. And I was like, bro, that's my seat. Let me have my seat. He said, no. So I had to sit on the side waiting for the stranger to turn up, who, I know it sounds good, never turn up.
Never do.
But yeah. It meant I spent 2 hours in like a highly anxious state waiting for this stranger to sit down next to me. It was horrible because he wanted to steal my seat.
Oh, it's not that,
I'm a real panicker, man. I do
that
really...
That's proper anxiety, though.
I do really bad with like sitting next to strangers. I'm like, oh, what if our knees touch? What if I'm bothering you? Yeah, I don't know. I just feel really, really awkward.
But what's that? What's worse, me doing that or sitting next to Jord who eats the... smelliest food ever on a train.
Right, but I don't like.
He buys all snacks. He sits on a train. He goes. He always goes into an M&S before, and he always gets cured meats.
Cured meats. Bro. Do they even smell?
Ooh, yes, yeah. They stink.
Cured meats. Serrano ham.
He got a little box of like chopped up chorizo and cheese.
When it's wrapped around.
No, not even them ones, bro. It's like a little pot.
But it's all chopped up.
Separate.
It's bro. And the second you go. Whole carriage. Just
he's
wafts.
A liar.
No, that's strong.
It was.
Bro, the way I inhaled it as well, the smell and the food, it was gone.
Lovely.
It wasn't
gone.
It was fine.
Good choice.
You just go pack for pack and you get that dried bacon too. You get that
that's
a lot.
You as well. You love
the salty bacon. Yeah, the crispy one.
Yeah, it slaps. It slaps. Yeah, I'm just saying.
That doesn't smell.
Yeah, but you go, it smells of bacon.
Dried bacon doesn't this smell either you've got to say I think it is
smell.
I'm not even just saying
boys,
this.
Boys.
No, Jules.
Like, you compensate.
Jules.
People compensate. Jules. Where you got weaker eyes, you've got a stronger sense of smell.
He's not daredevil, bro.
What the fuck, Jules? No, I'm actually being serious. Is that not
I don't have a stronger sense of smell because my eyes don't work that well.
I actually thought that was a real thing. Is that not a real thing? I think it is a real thing.
Yeah, but I'm not blind.
But I never said you was actually blind.
I've got one lazy eye.
I didn't even know it was lazy.
Yeah.
It's funny, man.
No, but you said to me, like, I'll put your glass on, I can't see.
Yeah, because...
And isn't that the thing that...
If that's one sense is weaker...
Yeah, the others pick it up.
Well, maybe.
Well, yeah, well, clearly it's true, because you can smell
He wouldn't
anything.
Know, obviously, because he's never known
any different. Our little bloodhound.
You see on the seat anxiety thing...
Mm.
I watched a reel once of a girl saying that she, well, not it wasn't a long-term boyfriend, but she split up with her boyfriend because she got the ick. They were in the cinema and someone made him move seats.
Oh, yeah. I
think that's really...
Quite harsh, though, but someone went to her boyfriend, sorry, you're in my seat, and he went, oh, and he kind of shuffled up, dropped the popcorn, like scooted along and then sat on the other side of her. She went, it gave me the ick and I dumped him.
Oh, that's so mean.
Dump him. All right,
that's right. Hot. That's not harsh.
You just didn't want to be in the relationship.
Yeah,
that's
harsh though, right?
That's mean.
It's so harsh.
That's not
a guy once done that to me. I went to it was like middle of the day, empty cinema. The film I went to see had been out for ages. So there's no one that's ever going to that thingy. So I bought random tickets. And then when I walked in and see that it was empty, it was me and one of the other boys. We sat in the middle, like the smack bam center of the cinema. A guy comes in with his two kids and asks us to move.
In an empty cinema.
No, I'm not doing this to over exaggerate. Me and Adam were the only two people in the cinema.
It was completely
massive screen.
Yeah.
And the guy comes in and goes, sorry, there are seats.
But just bro, sit on the road.
You've got to sit somewhere else.
Yeah, I see in that one, I just don't think it's that deep. Because some people I was telling you earlier at the petrol station, some guy was having a go at they shut a pump to clean it and it caused a bit of a queue. And they were cleaning this pump. This guy came in and just started literally flipping out at the guy behind the counter. Because they'd shut a pump to clean and it caused a bit of a queue. And he was like, you've got no brain cells. I'm like, people like that who just want to complain for complaining's sake. Like, they're looking for a complaint.
Yeah, nah.
Like, it's technically it's his seats, but my brother, the entire cinema was empty.
Yeah.
Your two kids probably ain't even going to watch the film. Nah, it's gone on my mind.
That's the ick.
All right. Come then.
Let's go.
I think you've got the would you rather from my brolo this week.
Yeah,
are you broloing?
This is from Liam. Thanks for sending this in, Liam.
Go on.
He says, whoa, this is a long one. Boys, this has been going around the office this week. I go to the gym and I'm a rock out with my cock out kind of guy. Obviously, not walking around, but weighing myself and changing, I'll be nude. My pals don't get it, but it leads me to this would you rather. Would you rather walk around the changing room with a smile and a semi or be the one looking, not glance, but looking at the guy with a semi and you have a smile when you get caught?
Okay, Liam, really specific.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Don't think the semi was needed at all in any of that. Just be naked or not. There was no reason for
see, when
the
you
semi.
Do the smile, have you got a semi?
No, Perry. Now you're just at it. We're adding a lot of semis in for no reason here.
Guys.
Semi will be the one looking at glance, but looking at the guy with the... Oh, he's got the sorry. Yeah. Yes.
Right. Can we just never say that word again in this pod?
Okay, like, you're partly erect. It's only
half erect.
Half
Guys, please.
You are correct.
Please, guys, just for me, yeah?
Yeah, sorry. Thank you.
I think 100% I'm picking, I'd just rather get caught looking. Because I think if you're looking at kind of, I think everyone's going to be like, bro, this dude's just walking around in the changing room just with half a bonheur going on for no reason. It does feel like a bonheur. Do you know what I mean? It's the French version.
It does depend if...
Why is it always a depend with you? Why? Okay, come on, give us your reason.
I was going to say it depends if your semi sticks up. Do you know what I mean, though?
Because it always gets to a point in every episode where I think, I don't know if I want to do this show anymore. I was wondering, oh, today's going so smoothly. I was worried on the him stealing from charity part. I was like, maybe. I was like, no, we got through it. And then it's the Shisemi stick up. And that's where I draw the line.
I'm just saying, sometimes it could just make it a bit fuller and stay flaccid looking. Because if that's the case, then I'd... I don't think it's that deep, but everyone's laughing because you know what I'm trying to, what I'm getting at. There's a difference between half and full.
It's just in look good mode.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
It's in look good mode.
Okay, but it's not look good mode. But this, would you rather? It's got to have a bit of lift. It's got to have a bit of takeoff to it.
Okay.
A little bit. It's got to have a bit of takeoff to it, so people know that guy's definitely got a bonheur, half a bonheur.
If you've got that mindset, though, I know you just don't mind. You're just like, go with the flow, like you said, rock out with you.
Well, I didn't say it, Liam said it. Don't put this on me.
Sorry, no, we're just discussing it, aren't we, as a three?
Well, like I've said, I would much rather be the person who gets caught,
and then someone goes, why are you looking?
Yeah, and I'd be like, well, sorry, I'm just not used to seeing a guy walk around in a dressing room with half a bonheur.
But what's wrong with that?
Never said there's anything wrong with it. It's just quite unusual.
Why are you role playing this, guys? You haven't got a role play.
But back, that's our situation, our conversation over, but now you've still got to stand there half bonheured.
Maybe you just got to look. But I just feel like the way it's written there, bear in mind, it also says, and you've got a smile.
Yeah, you got me like this. And
you're just looking down.
Yeah, but no, he also said, well, you've got to have the semi and be smiling as well. You're both smiling. So you've either got to be like, or you've got to be like, do you know what I mean? It could be like a shocked, awkward smile.
Yeah, I know you're waiting. What's your answer?
Why are you so conflicted? Yeah. I think it's quite an easy answer.
It's not an easy answer. I think it does depend what it's like. It depends how proud you are, you know?
No, I think you should just get caught looking, have a shy smile. Not a shy smile. Like
Oh, I can't wait for that to be clipped.
Please don't clip it.
Yeah.
Just clip because you'll edit out all content.
Yeah. And he'll be like, oh, he's got a semi.
And then Joel goes... Great clip.
Please don't.
So, go on.
It does depend, doesn't it?
Go on. Yeah, give us some of your points.
Where am I getting caught?
All these scenarios take place in the changing room.
Of a...
gym.
Okay.
Let's go up market. David Lloyd.
Okay, cool.
It's up market.
Big boy membership.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like the more expensive the gyms get, the tinier the cocks get. You know what I mean? It's like
Didn't you have a Varnish membership? You had the most expensive membership, so
yeah, you can access the spa.
Proof in the pudding. Come on, Tic Tac, give us your answer.
You're not good for my energy, you two. You're not good for my confidence.
Go on, tell us what you're picking. So what have you picked? Look, or
I'm gonna go for. I'd like to embrace the being nude.
I knew it.
No, because it's the opposite to what I actually really feel. So I'd actually like to be that confident.
That's not the question. Yeah. Really? The question is just not, would you like to have the confidence to walk around with half a bonheur? That's not the question. Oh. The question is just straight up, as you are right there, what would you rather be caught doing, having a bonheur or caught looking at one?
Okay, I'll look at it.
Okay.
Sorry, I changed my mind.
I feel like you've got to commit to whatever one you do. So I think I just commit to looking and just say core.
That wasn't part of the would you rather.
No, but if you would...
No one asked you to do that. No, you just added on to it. Literally no one asked you to do that.
No, but I mean, either one, I don't want to do that thing where you kind of go, when you get... I'd own the look or own the walk. So I'd own the look, just be like...
Nice.
Just be like, nice.
Nice.
Mate.
You know,
when you're in no situation and you are in a change...
Own it. Mm.
And you do see, because there are dudes that walk around in nothing. I can't help but look. And let's all be adults here. You're telling me you can completely Revert your eyes. Revert, is that the right word?
Avert. Right, back to the first thing, the pronunciation.
Twat.
I know what you're saying. You do. I don't say like I stare and smile, but there might be a.
You'll always look, and because it's quick, you never catch it the first time. So you have to do it twice. You have to do it twice. You do.
But then twice is the limit. If you look more than twice.
You're interested. You, yeah. You start slipping into the small with stare category.
Yeah, if you look more than twice. I mean, I look, oh, did I really clock that? And a kind of make sure look, then you're like, okay, fair enough. I've clocked it, seen it, enjoyed it, whatever. But if you go.
What is this combo?
No, I mean.
I've clocked it, seen it, enjoyed it. That's my lot. No. I'm full. No worries.
But if you then keep looking. You know what?
I want to end this now.
That's sick though. Yeah. I do like that.
I don't. Here we go. It's time for...
This is perfect. Yeah. Ashley Banjos. Massive, big end.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, this is brilliant.
Ash, technically you'll be spinning.
Yeah, let's manifest. It's going to be you, so let's manifest.
Why have you done that?
No, because
I've actually started to believe in manifestation. I didn't before.
Sometimes it just like, I can't explain it. It just like, boom, you're like, oh, Jord. I know before it happens. Come on, give it here.
There you go. All right. Oh my God.
No.
Oh my God. Right. If you're not watching on YouTube.
Sorry.
The wheel that we spin is on a solid metal sharp pack. And I just smashed it into pebbles.
Wait a minute. That is the best made thing in here. That is, everything else is like light.
The sound.
That is solid. Wait, Joel, let me give you a knock. Joel, let me give you a knock.
Absolutely not. I've already got bad knees.
Just a little knock. Just feel it.
No, thank you. You're going to set my arthritis off again.
Wait, bro. You all right, bro? Sorry.
Do you know when you leave? I feel a bit sick.
Sorry, bro.
Wait, the noise of it.
Oh, wait. Sorry, bro. We need to get the Brolos to add that into the box. Take a conk on the knee from the wheel.
Can I just quickly say, the fact you're still sat there in them gloves is just mental.
Sorry, all right, bro.
Come on in.
Oh, my God.
Right, here we go.
Spin. Oh, manifest a sweet bon yeah. Time for you to pick.
No, wait.
Shut your mouth.
Wait. Here we go.
Your mouth. Oh, as long as it's not me, I don't care. But Ash, Pell, you look a real suspect magician with that box.
Are you ready? Ta-da!
Do I pick your options, player?
This is not on.
Here we go. Good.
Second week in a row. Let's just hope it doesn't involve me.
Yeah, for once.
That's fine.
Nope. No, I'm joking. I'm not doing it. But
what is it?
Do a 5-minute stand-up set on the pod.
Oh, God. That's awful.
That is good.
That's awful.
That's good.
Oh, I've got to pick a good one. I'm not doing a 5-minute stand-up. That's awful.
That's bad. Dude, that's really... Need I remind you of Curtis Pritchard on the stand-up to cancer charity gig? We had him on Kiss Breakfast recently, and even he says, that didn't go well.
If I have to do that, I'll end up just making it as awkward as possible. So.
Okay.
Please. What is it?
Oh my gosh.
What is it?
Let me just, before I do this, I want to just dedicate this entire podcast episode to Sammy.
Why are you always getting a good Sammy option?
I see you and appreciate you. Thank you so much for this. I hope all of our Brolos are ready to hear this beautiful, beautiful suggestion from Sammy. Haha, Uno reverse. Pick one of the others to do the MBE instead.
That's a lie. No, that's not an MBE.
That can't count. Honestly, what did I say about manifestation? It works.
I'm not doing it.
I'm telling you it works. So, I am Sammy.
But before you pick,
yeah.
Let us just rock, paper, scissors.
No way.
No. Do you know what I'd prefer? I'd prefer you to put your cases forward.
Okay. Let me put my case forward. I have done quite a few. Yeah. Forget the tattoo. Rubbish. Okay? The tattoo wasn't even that good. Pell's pleading with you.
Yeah.
Okay? I honestly am dying inside.
Okay.
I could really do without having to do an MBE at the moment.
Fair enough. Right.
And I know that you're going to say it's funny, it's for the pod, but I would really rather not do it this time. I'll leave it there.
Please. Please.
You tried to manifest Jord. And maybe I'll this is what, that right. manifestation.
It is, but he's also...
No, 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 well, no.
Wait,
Ash,
he's
Ash.
Also my little bro, and I love him very much. And he's asked me. Yeah. He's asked me, Pel.
Oh, I've asked you.
Don't do
I
that.
First. I literally asked.
Right, I'll rock, paper, scissors you both. Ready? Come on.
No, Ash, I don't want to do that.
No, I know you don't. I really it's the, fair, don't, I don't, it's the fairest
please,
way you can do it.
Please,
You might beat me. Come
you
on.
Might, you might win. You
ready?
Might
let's win. Go. We're going to go rock, paper, scissors, shoot, yeah?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You win.
I won.
Jordan, you have to win.
Okay, no problem.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I won.
Right, Pel.
Huh?
Come on.
No, again. No, no. Go get
rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Good.
I win. Jordan, if you win this, it's yep. Pel. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, baby. Perry's doing the NBA.
Oh, sorry, Pel. That was as fair as I could do it. Give me the box.
Do you want to pick one?
Touches me again.
Do you want to pick one?
Give me the box.
Go on, your gloves. Get picking. Yeah. This is when you got magic gloves on. You pick a good one. Come on, then.
Oh, sorry, bro.
Sorry, mate. Don't worry.
If you get a bad one now.
Yeah, don't stress it. You'll
oh,
be fine.
This is.
Do you want to just pick
I'll take,
one?
I'll
this
take
has
that.
Been a journey Bang. This week.
Good man. What is it?
Vix says, let the other two give you a full face of makeup.
That's great.
That's not bad at
that's
all.
That's all right.
Do you want to pick another option? Or do you want to just go with that? Pick another option.
Yeah, come on.
This would you rather, innit?
This is from Theon, who says, write a heartfelt poem about the other two.
Mm.
What one are you going to go for?
I feel quite pretty. I might go for that.
All right, full face of makeup for Perry.
Yeah.
I mean, what a rollercoaster of emotions for this episode.
Wow. And my knee is killing me.
Yeah, brolos, we love you. Like, share, subscribe, comment, all that jazz. We'll see you soon.
Peace.
Was a Rayo original podcast.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.